Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland. Today, learn about the good things that can happen to you when you give attention to God's Word. Now, join Gloria in Healing School.
Let's look at Proverbs 4. Thank you, Jesus, for the Word of God. Oh, we have such an advantage. I'm telling you, if we just knew the truth, we would not even consider Satan a viable threat. Because God has already taken care of him. He's already stripped him of any power and authority that he had through Jesus Christ. And now we're dealing with a defeated foe. The cross has been here. It's been here. Jesus has paid the price. He's borne the curse of sickness, disease, poverty. Everything that you see listed in Deuteronomy 28, Jesus has already taken care of it according to Galatians 3. We've got the Word of God. Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Hallelujah. So in Proverbs 4, it says to us about how to live. This is the way we live. This is all of Proverbs 4 is good. You should see all the little writings I've got in the margins of this page. But let's just look at 20. My son, attend to my words. What does that mean? Give attention to my words, which is what we're doing today, but you need to do it every day. You need to have word every day. If you want to live well, take medicine every day. Take the Word of God. That's God's medicine every day. Hallelujah. Get in the habit of that. Well, I just don't have time. I have all these things. I have to go to work. I have all these activities. Well, you have to make a choice. Do you want to live in the natural or the supernatural? Nobody can do that for you. If you want to live in the natural, you just have to do the best you can. But if you want to live in the supernatural, you have to do it in the Word of God. And here's what it says. Incline, my son, this is for the children of God, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. The Word of God should get in front of your eyes every day. Hallelujah. The more that gets there, the stronger you become, the more prosperous you become, the more healed your body is, the healthier you are, the longer you're going to live. Keep them, don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. How do you keep the Word of God in the midst of your heart? By putting it in front of your eyes and letting it get into your ears. That's the way you keep it alive in there. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will and it'll be done unto you. Now, the word that abides in you is the word that talks to you. The word that comes up in you from your spirit to your mind. That word is abiding in you. Many of you are perhaps just beginning on this life of the Word of God. Ken and I have been in it for a long time. We have continually increased in every way, in our well-being, every way, since we began to dwell on the Word of God. I'm telling you, it was such a relief. We'd gone here, we'd gone there, we'd done this, we'd done that. Nothing worked until we got the Word of God in our eyes and in our ears. And we began to find out. Why is that so important? Because thy word is truth. The Lord's word is truth. If we don't know truth, where are we? If we don't know the truth, we're deceived. And so people and a lot of Christians, a lot of born-again people never find out about the truth of the Word of God, to take it literally, to obey it, to do what it says, and freedom is there. You'll know the truth, and part of this is assuming that you'll do the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. The truth, the Word of God, will make you free from sickness and disease. Attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Attend. Give attention to. Pay attention to the Word of God. If you're a nurse attending to a patient, you can't stay home. You've got to go where that patient is and give that patient your attention. Amen. Well, we have to give the Word of God our attention. We can't just go about our busy life, go to church on Sunday and sit there for maybe an hour, and then about half that time think, I'm hungry, I want out of here, and expect to live free. No, this is the way you live free. Attend, give attention, incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them, the words of God, not depart from thine eyes. This is God's prescription for life and health, for prosperity, for wholeness in your family, for every situation that Satan can come up with. This is the way to live free. Keep the words in the midst of your heart. Jesus reiterated that in a number of ways in his ministry and talking about it. For they are life. The words of God are life unto those that find them, and health, and you look in your margin there, it probably says medicine. The Hebrew word there is medicine. The words of God are life unto those that find them, and health are medicine to all their flesh. Now here's what you need to do if you're smart. You'll take this medicine when you're well and when symptoms of sickness and disease are in your life. But the medicine, if you'll take this medicine all the time and do what it says, you can read it and not do it, it doesn't work. But if you'll read it, meditate on it, apply it. What would meditate be? Apply it to your life. When you see something in the Word of God, you apply it there. When you get corrected by the Word of God, you apply it to your life. If you're doing something different, what do? You change. That's being medicine to all their flesh. That's saying if you'll keep the Word of God in your eyes and get it in your ears and do what it says, you will become healthy and prosperous and wise and blessed and full of peace and all the fruit of the Spirit, joy. Glory to God. That is all we have to do, church, is just do what God says. And we can live long and we can live strong. I tell you, this government needs all the Christians to be strong. None of us have to be on, we don't have to have operations. We don't have to have this or that or the other or medicine. The government cannot afford all the people that want to be sick in this country. The least we Christians can do is get out of their way. With a scripture like this. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're healed. We're already healed. We can live by the Word of God. And that's just, you know, that's just something that's available to us. We should do it. And who wants to go to the hospital anyway? I don't. I've been there, done that. For they, the words of God, are life unto those that find them. Who? Everybody in the world? All the sweet people in the world? No, those that find them. And health to all their flesh. Health, health. And Bullinger says healing. Healing to all their flesh. Glory to God. They, the words, are life unto those that find them, and health and healing to their flesh. So we can, a steady diet of the Word of God going in your eyes, in your ears, gets down into your heart, and when it gets down into your heart, it talks to you. And it comes up, and it says, do this. It says, don't do that. It says, correct this. It says, you're going over now to the dark side. Quit that. See, be corrected by the Word. If you don't know what the Word says, you can't be corrected by it. The more you know about what it says, the straighter a line you can live, and the more blessing will come on you. Blessing comes through obedience. That's the way it's always been. If we never hear from God, we won't know what He's got for us. We won't know what He's saying to us. So it's strictly up to us. We can live in victory. We can live in defeat. We can live in sickness. We can live in health. We can live in lack. We can live in prosperity. But we have to live on the good side, the bright side, the blessed side. We've got to spend time in the Word of God. Otherwise, we'll have no faith and we won't know what belongs to us. It's like having $1 million in the bank, but you don't know anywhere, you don't know anything about it. All the time, you know, every year we read articles about people that have this money deposited in their name, but nobody knows where they are. So they have a list of people that you know, have deposits and money's in there. Money's in the bank somewhere for these people. It's got their name on it, but they don't know anything about it. And if you want to know the truth, that's the way most of the body of Christ is. They don't know what belongs to them. To live a good and a free and a blessed life in the earth, it's not enough to just get born again. You've got to find out what God says about you now that you're born again and begin to walk on it. Put it in your mouth, get it in your heart, put it in your mouth. And that's exactly what Proverbs is saying. They, the words of God, says, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they, the words of life, they are life unto those that find them, and health and healing to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. So the reason you keep your heart with all diligence is because of these verses right up here. Your life depends on it. Your healing depends on it. Keep your life, your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart full of the Word of God. With all diligence, the margin says, above all that you guard. For out of it are the forces, the issues of life. Glory to God. So we can live free from sickness and disease. We can live free from poverty. We can live free from anything that's under the curse if we'll get on the Word of God. Keep it flowing. Abide in it. You know, you can't be a lazy Christian and live out your life blessed. Yes, it's got your name on it. Yes, healing belongs to you. Yes, prosperity belongs to you. But if it's like having money in the bank and never writing a check, glory to God. So we, to stay healed, we are going to attend to the Word. Amen. And you know, who's got time to be sick? Who wants to be sick? I don't want to be sick. I'd much rather spend a few hours a day or an hour a day or 30 minutes a day or whatever you can. I'd much rather spend that in the Word of God and every day be built up and have my faith stirred and my joy released and leave that place of study and prayer feeling good and happy and optimistic and my faith working than I had to have those hours doing something else or even just an hour a day. 30 minutes a day. Most likely, you could stay healed if you do what it said. I'd much rather spend time in the Word than having to end up and spend a month or two in the hospital. Our time is the most valuable thing we have. And however we determine to spend it, that's how our life's going to be lived out. We should be in a place where we're endeavoring we're believing God to walk in health, that God's Word's medicine to our flesh. And you know, it's not so much anymore, after you live on the Word a while, it's not so much anymore you're trying to get healed, but that you're living in a place of blessing, in a place of health. And you know you've been delivered from the curse, and every sickness and every disease is under that curse. And Jesus himself bore the curse for us. Galatians 3 says, glory to God. And Isaiah describes it. So it's been done. Our healing's been done. Well, why are we not walking it? Well, we receive by faith. The blessing, everything in the blessing. He said, choose you this day who you'll serve. And all these blessings will come upon you. If you choose the right way. So a lot of lazy Christians, and there are a lot of lazy Christians, they want to have everything that the Bible promises, but they want to live like the world. You can't do that. You'll never do that. If you live like the world, you'll die like the world. If you live like God says, you'll live like God says. It's up to us, but you have to choose. So the more we go for God, the more we choose God, the more we attend to His Word, the freer we become. The words of God are life and health to all of our flesh. Keep your heart, in verse 23 says, therefore, because of that, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues, are the forces of life. You spend time in the Word every day, and you're going to have forces of life coming out of you if you obey the Word. Spend time in the Word, and you spend time in the Word to see what it tells you to do, and the forces of life will come out of you. What are the issues of life? What would that mean? Well, there'll be power coming out. There'll be faith coming out. You won't be a dummy. You'll be hearing from heaven.
If sickness attacks, it's not a time to fear, but it is a time to take action and stand for the wellness that Jesus provides and is ready to give you. We desire that you're able to stand in faith and see complete victory in every situation that rises against you. Healing and Wellness by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. This in-depth spiritual action plan is designed to help you respond scripturally for your total healing and wellness. This teaching also includes scriptures to stand on each day, interactive devotional questions to apply the teaching to your own life, a 10-day schedule for saturating your life with God's Word on healing, a special worship CD that focuses on God's heart for your wellness, and more. Also included is a bonus DVD specially selected to help you keep focused on God's Word. Renew your mind on God's diagnosis. Stand in faith and start your journey to a lifetime of healing and wellness. Order the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan, the comprehensive and interactive healing package new from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available now for just $15. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org or to order by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your Lifeline Kit today.
Pastors Aaron and Angie Dirksen of Tarpon Springs, Florida, are longtime partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and the blessings of the Lord are evident in the lives of this couple. They pastor a young and vibrant church, own and operate an irrigation company, and a thriving blueberry farm. The Lord has prospered them over the years, answering prayers and fulfilling dreams, but there has been one challenge that tested the faith, the patience, and the most intimate of emotions. Angie and Aaron believed that God had called them to be parents, but the reality of a family became a consuming battle.
In 97, we came out to a convention and we had gotten pregnant, found out we were pregnant in May that year. The following year, 1998, we came back to the convention. We had experienced a miscarriage that year. It was really about a week after we had come home. We'd really seen that the enemy had really come immediately to steal the word that we had received. And in 1998, we came here to the Southwest Convention, and we were sitting in high up in section 317. And I'll never forget, I was trying to listen to Brother Copeland speak, and all of a sudden my thoughts were just bombarded. My mind was bombarded with thoughts of, you know, you'd have your baby, you know, you'd be holding your baby right now. You see that the woman down there in front of you, you know, she's holding her little baby. That would be you. And all these thoughts were coming to me, and I couldn't concentrate on what Brother Kenneth was saying. And my heart was just aching, just longing for my child. And Brother Kenneth stopped the whole meeting, and he looked up into our section, and he said,
"There's a mother here that had a child to die recently. And I want to correct you because I heard this in the Spirit. Don't ever say, I lost my child. Don't you ever say that anymore. You haven't lost your baby. Jesus is coming. You're going to see your baby sooner than you think. You haven't lost your baby. You know where that baby is. And that baby knows right where you are. That baby's not dead. Praise God. You haven't lost your baby. And I wanted to share this with you. You're going to have another one. Praise God. Oh, yeah. Amen.
And it just broke. Just broke everything the enemy was trying to do there. And I received that word for myself and didn't let the devil take me back there again.
Praise the Lord.
1999 came, no baby. 2000 came, and we experienced two more miscarriages. At that point, we were referred to a reproductive endocrinologist, went through a series of testings for a year, another year of fertility treatments. 2001 came, then 2002, no baby. 2003, no baby. 2004, we attended a minister's conference at Eagle Mountain. I came home from that and found out that we were pregnant. And glory to God, our first child, Averly Promise, was born October of that year, October 9th. 7 months later, we were pregnant with our second, Andrew Samuel. He was born February 14th of 2006. And then we've just had our third. Autumn Grace was born January 30th of 2008.
So, yes. Amen. So you all continued to hold on, though, to that word.
That's right.
Even though years passed. That must have been difficult with especially the two miscarriages. How did you all stay firm and believe, still believe, that God was going to give you a child during that period?
The Word of God. You know, we would encourage each other with scripture verses, and we were standing on the Word of God.
I remember specifically after the first miscarriage, I just was talking to God, going to bed, and was crying, and the Lord said, Angie, trust me. Trust me.
The Lord had spoken to my heart after that and said, I promise. It was two words, I promise. And I had that in my heart, and that just gave me that peace also. It was just like, you know what? He promised. I don't care what happens, God has promised.
Every time the enemy would come to, bring doubt or discouragement, it was, no, the Word says that I'll be a joyful mother of children. The Word says that my husband's quiver will be full.
That's exactly right.
And Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of those things which you hope for and the evidence of that which you do not see. And by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. And so that's what I believe for us. We've obtained a good testimony because of faith.
That's right. It has changed our church forever. When they saw that the pastors, what they were standing on and what they were believing on, the greatest obstacle that they knew that we were up against, when they saw the flourishing of our prayers answered and standing on the Word of God. In fact, it was other families in our church that couldn't conceive and couldn't have children either. We are like a baby factory now. I think we had 8 women pregnant at the same time, and it's just been tremendous. It was like something was broken spiritually.
I'm listening to you all, and really it sounds like your life really is heaven on earth.
I believe firmly in that we don't have to wait for these things until we get to heaven, that we can experience them now. And I just walk around our yard, and I just pray in the Spirit, and I walk with my children. I just said, God is good, and our children know it too. This is what God has done. Look what the Lord has done.
One thing you should learn from Aaron and Angie is that faith never quits. If you quit, your faith quits. So when we take off and we release our faith for something, whether it's healing, finances, whatever it is, we believe we receive it when we pray according to the Scripture, and we do not let go until it's manifest. They confess the Word. They believe the Word of God. They confess the Word of God. They didn't quit. They didn't give up, and they received their miracle. 3 beautiful children. Wasn't that a great testimony? So we give attention to the Word of God, and we find out what's written therein. We put it in our eyes, in our ears, and in our mouth. We say it. We believe we receive it, and we don't quit. This is how we live free. attend to my words, the scripture says. Incline your ear to my sayings. I'm going to pray for you today. I'm going to pray for you to have children, those of you that are believing for it. And I'm also going to pray for your healing. Father, I lift up every person, every family that's believing for children. We know that children are a blessing from heaven. And I speak to their bodies to be healed in Jesus' name of anything that would stop them from having children. Those that desire to have children, Lord, we ask you for children, and we believe we receive it today. We all release our faith on their behalf. And I pray for everyone, Father, that's believing for healing. I command your body to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet right now. Just be made whole. Receive it. Begin to say it. Put it in your mouth. Don't let anything take your words of healing away from your mouth. Say, I believe I receive my healing, and you stay with it. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Be sure and get the product, Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan. It's got DVDs in it on healing. It's got scripture cards. It tells you how to lay hold. And you know it's all about faith. And how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So this will help you to lay hold of your healing. It'll help you in other areas to know how faith works. You know, God wants you well. We want you well, and you want you well. So all we have to do is release our faith and stay with it. You stay healed by taking the Word of God into your eyes and ears. You read healing scriptures when you feel good and when you don't feel good. And you stay with it. And you know that Jesus himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online, visit our website at kcm.org. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Are you tempted to walk in fear because of today's uncertain times? God's plan for you does not include fear. Help is coming your way. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings with George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons. The first one will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through 29th at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Then later in the year, they're headed to Orlando, Florida, December 3rd through 5th for another meeting at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Get into the blessing in action. 3 days, 6 services, 1 divine appointment. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org.